Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and yes, we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, I am so excited because I will be delivering the word on tonight. Before we go into prayer, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. That's why I cut the song, the introduction song, kind of short, because I have a lot of scriptures that I would like to share with you, the listeners, on tonight. So you're definitely going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper to follow along. But anyway, I thank God once again that I'm able to be able to deliver his word on tonight. And I don't take that lightly or for granted. It is a wonderful thing to be able to share what thus says the Lord to his people, to my sisters and brothers in Christ. And so this word that I'm going to be delivering on tonight is not just for you, but it's for you, the listeners, but it's for me as well. I stand in need of this word. I thank God that he gave this to me to share with you all on tonight. And I pray that everyone be blessed by it on tonight. But we always open up with prayer, which we're going to do tonight as we always do. So I'm asking our listeners, if you know of anyone that's sick and afflicted, whether we know them or not, thank God he knows who they are and he knows where they are. I'm asking our listeners, continue to keep my cousin Mary Ann King in your prayers. Keep Margie Phillips, one of the members of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, one of the church mothers of that church, of that ministry. Keep her in your prayers. And all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, we continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. The homegoing service for brother, gospel singer, Brother Keith Wonderboy Johnson was held on today. So we want to continue to lift up his family in prayer as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We hear your children. We are coming together once again on tonight. First and foremost, thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. And we know that you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth that's in your hands. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Starting with myself, my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest on both sides of my family, including all my in-laws, all my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus that have dialed in on tonight, and all those that are listening around the world through social media platforms. Continue to forgive us all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up my cousin, Mary Ann King. We lift up Mother Margie Phillips and all those that are sick and afflicted that we may not even be aware of, but we know that you know who they are and where they are. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen each one of them in the name of Jesus. So we are so grateful that we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver each one of them as only you can in the name of Jesus. We also lift up the family of Brother Keith Wonderboy Johnson, who was made his heavenly transition, and his homegrown service was held on today. Not only that family, but all families that have lost loved ones, even the two people that was killed in a car accident on I-94 in Detroit, Michigan on today. There was a post on Facebook from the State Highway Patrol that two people was killed on today in a car accident. We want to lift up both families as well. The Wayne County Sheriff that was killed by her daughter on yesterday, we lift that family up in prayer. We know that you are the comforter, so comfort and strengthen your people all over the land. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. And let them remember and know to always look unto the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. So now, Lord, we pray that this word that is going to go forth on tonight, I pray that you would help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, because I know it's not about me, it's about you. So I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth with power on tonight. Should there be any listeners that have dialed in on tonight or listening in by social media platforms around the world that's not saved, that have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, your son, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight through your word, that they will touch their heart, they will receive it, they will open their own mouth to confess their sins and transgressions and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, and that you will reveal to them once they are saved what their God purpose is, so that they will be able to fulfill it in the earth, that you will get the glory in their lives. And now, Lord, we pray and lift up everyone that faithfully dials in and tunes in to this worldwide ministry platform. Continue to bless each one of them, that they will be able to fulfill their God purposes in the earth, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we do have another scripture proof of thought. Tonight it comes to us saying, don't skip God's process for life. Again, tonight's scripture proof of thought. Don't skip God's process for life. And that kind of ties in to the message that we're going to be talking about on tonight, which is titled H-E-L-L-P, which stands for Holding On to Everlasting Love, Life, and Procedures and Process. Once again, tonight's message title is spelled H-E-L-L-P, which means holding on to everlasting love, life, procedures, and process. That's the message title for tonight. I do want listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyright to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before we go any further, I want to give a shout out to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. I pray that God will continue to bless us to be the church that he has called for in these last and evil days. And not only Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, but every ministry that's upholding the bloodstained banner, that's being kingdom builders through the ministries and through the works of their hands and through their gifts and talents, that God would, as individuals and then as a corporate body of believers, that God would be glorified through each one of us, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So right before we go into our lesson for tonight, again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because there is quite a few scriptures that we're going to be dealing with on tonight. And I will be delivering this word on tonight, and I give God the glory, honor, and praise for this opportunity. That being said, we're going to go to our music break song on tonight. We're going to play for you all. Let me see here. We're going to do Cover Me, Lord. On tonight, Cover Me, Lord. We are so grateful, those of us that are in the body of Christ Jesus on tonight. We are so grateful to know that God is a promise keeper. He said that once we are saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hand. What a mighty promise that is from the Lord, our creator. So that's why we're playing on tonight, Cover Me, Lord. And following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to get into this word. Enjoy.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit.
Keeper. And he said that once we are saved in Jesus' name, once we're saved in his son's name, that nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we are ready to get into the word. I pray that you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready. Once again, I will be delivering the word, and the message title for tonight is H-E-L-L-P, which means holding on to everlasting love, life, procedures, and process. That being said, I need you, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to the book of Colossians. All of these scriptures that we're going to be dealing with on tonight will be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. You may have a Bible that may read a little differently, but I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible on tonight. We're starting with Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Okay? Hopefully you're there. If you are, it says to you and I on tonight, again, this word is for me as well. If you and I then, being risen, I'm paraphrasing right there, if you and I, who are Christians, believers in Jesus' name, if we be risen with Christ, he's telling us, this scripture is telling us, seek those things or look for those things that are above where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. And then verse number 2 turns and says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse number 3 says, for ye are dead, which means, I'm going to paraphrase right here again, which means that we who are Christians, we who are believers in Jesus Christ, as sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, that verse means, verse number 3 means that, which it says, for we are dead, means we are dead to the things of this world. Then it says, and your life, my life, is hid with Christ in God. Verse number 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, that's good to know that, I'm going to read that again. It says, number 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Again, we thank God. That being said, we remember God said his word would never come back void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for, to do, for it to do. And I'm going to say this. As I said in the prayer, we thank God that he is a promise keeper. So that's why I'm going to read verse number 4 again to you, my sister and my brother, and as well as for myself. We need to be reminded sometime. Sometimes this life can get hard. And the word of God tells us that in this world, in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. So that's why it's so encouraging for us to know and be reminded. I'm going to read verse number 4 again. And it says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye, you and I, also appear with him in glory. If you return now to the book of Philippians, I'm going to give you a second to turn there. Then we're going to move right along. Philippians chapter 1. Again, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible on tonight. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6. And this is all tied in with tonight's message title, holding on to everlasting love, life, procedures, and process. So that's why this scripture is very important to the Christian. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, being confident. That's what we have to be as Christians. We have to be confident in whom we serve. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you, my sister, you, my brother, he will, talking about our Heavenly Father, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And that's another promise from God himself to you and me as sisters and brothers in Christ, as believers in Jesus Christ. What a faithful promise. Verse number 20, we're going to skip down. We just read chapter 1 of Philippians, verse number 6. So we're still in Philippians chapter 1. Skip down to verse number 21 in this same chapter, chapter 1 of Philippians. Go down to verse number 21. And it says to you and I on tonight, for me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ, and to die, in other words, to die from the things of this world is gain. I'm paraphrasing there. So I'm going to read that again. Verse number 20, chapter 1 of Philippians, verse number 21, it says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. In other words, I'm paraphrasing again. It says, and to die from the things of this world, because we know that the things of this world do not coincide with God's will and purpose for our lives. So we have to make sure that our lives and our purposes are lining up to the will of God and his purpose, that he would get the glory out of each one of our lives. So we're going to look at verse number 22 in the same chapter, and it says, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. In other words, it's letting us know, if we do that, then our labor will be in vain. And we don't want our labor to be in vain. There's a song that says, only what we do for Christ will last, and that is the truth. So that's why we want to make sure that our lives and our will and our purposes are lined up with the will and word of God, so that our living won't be in vain. So here is another necessary action that Christians need to continuously do. And that is found in the book of Philippians, also in Philippians chapter 2. Go down to verse number 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. And it says to you and I on tonight, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now that's very important, because we can get so caught up into the things of the world, our minds will get caught up in the things of the world, that we don't be mindful of the things that the Word of God is telling us to do, to be doers of God's Word and be more Christ-like. So that's why it's so important that, and this scripture, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, is reminding us as Christians, letting us know to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So Jesus went around doing anything according to the will of God to be pleasing to God. So if we are going to be followers of Jesus Christ, we should be doing the same thing, or at least striving or trying to do the same thing, to be more Christ-like every day. It should be a lifestyle. Then we look down at verse number 6 in that same chapter. It says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery, talking about Jesus, again, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Then verse number 7 says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. Now that's deep and that's powerful right there. Jesus Christ himself, he could have came down and used his power and authority in a different way. But he's letting us know, and he's showing us that if we're going to be followers of Jesus Christ, we should be trying to be like him. So we should not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and the Bible talks about that. So we too, as Christians, we should always be seeking to be servants of God, of the Most High God. And that's why I love the title of this book and of this radio broadcast, and it's personal for each one of us as Christians. And that's why we should every now and then examine ourselves according to God's word to make sure to see if we are being a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God. So it goes back to verse number 7. It said, talking about Jesus, but he made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. What a mighty God. That's Jesus. We're talking about Jesus. Then verse number 8 says, and being found in fashion as a man, guess what he did? It says he humbled himself. And that's what we too have to do as Christians. We need to learn how to humble ourselves. Because sometimes as Christians, some Christians, it's not all Christians, if the shoe fit, as my mother used to say, if the shoe fit, wear it. Because if it's meant for you, then you know it's meant for you. Because I'm so glad God searches our hearts. He's not like man. He's looking at our hearts. So that's why he says that, you know, pride comes before fall. So if we're going to be Christ-like, and if we are going to be doers of his word, and we're going to be followers of Jesus Christ, then we got to, again, we must be holding on to the everlasting love, life, procedures, and process. And that's why Jesus, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So sometimes as Christians, we need to learn how to be humble, and we need to learn how to be obedient to God's word and his will and his way for our lives as individuals, and then also as a corporate body of believers. I have a question for you all on tonight. Are you willing to lay down your earthly desires and follow Jesus Christ daily? Think about that for a minute. That applies to me as well. So this question on tonight, it applies to me as well as you, the listener, on tonight. Once again, it says, this question is, are you willing? Some people say it with their mouth, but their hearts are far from it. They don't really mean it. That's why the Word of God says there's a lot of Christians, they have a form of godliness, but their hearts are far from it. So that's why I'm asking this question on tonight. You need to examine yourself like I need to examine myself. Are you willing to lay down your earthly desires and follow Jesus Christ daily, not when you feel like it, not just on Sunday when you get dressed up to go to church? So Jesus here, he is showing us as well as Jesus shows us as well as God, he is showing us how much he truly loves mankind. And through his love and in his action, when he became flesh to pay your sin debt and my sin debt on the cross, he was showing God, his Heavenly Father and our Creator. He was showing God and he was showing us as believers in Jesus Christ, even those that have not yet confessed him as their personal Lord and Savior. He's showing them, and hopefully one day through us being Christians, if we would do our jobs as Christians and be a witness for the Lord and not be ashamed to be a witness for the Lord, and in our homes, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in the grocery store, wherever we may go, we may run across someone in our conversation. The Lord may bring it up, or someone may ask you a question pertaining to you. Why do you believe in Jesus Christ? Why do you have faith in God? So that's your opportunity to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, so that they too will be able to open their own mouth and receive God's word, and they too will be able to see how much God truly loved them. Because there are some people in this world that the reason they have not given their life to Jesus Christ is because they don't believe that God truly loves them. They think they have done so much sin that God can never forgive them. And then there are some that don't believe there is a God. So you know that if they don't believe that there is a God, they're not going to believe that Jesus is his son. So that's why it's so important that we know that Jesus loved you and I so much. Thank God for Jesus, that he loved us so much. And love is an action word. He proved his love for us. He didn't just say it. He could have just spoken and didn't do anything. But he proved his love for us, that he gave up his life. He shed his own precious, sinless, holy, and righteous blood that we could be redeemed and have access back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator. Because he came down and paid a debt that he did not owe. But he knew that we were so sinful that we couldn't pay it. Even if we tried, we couldn't do it. That's why the only way that anyone can be saved is through Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is the one who died for you and I. God, yes, he is our Creator, but he did not die for you and I. His son did, Jesus the Christ. That's why he is the only way that anyone, man, woman, boy, or girl, can ever be saved. And that's through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. So that being said, this is proof that every believer in Jesus Christ can know his everlasting love. And then we must, and then know again that, again, just as I said, his love and our love should be an action word. When we say that we are followers of Jesus Christ and we love God and we love Jesus, but we treat our fellow man like people of the world do, like they don't know Jesus Christ, but we say we love Jesus and we're saved in his name, but our actions say he's totally different, then we know what? Then God is not pleased with that, because we're saying the total opposite. And that's why it's so hard for some people that are not yet saved in Jesus' name to ever confess the Lord Jesus Christ, because they're looking at some Christians that say they're Christians, but they don't act like it. They don't talk like it. They don't act like it. They sure don't look like it, because they're doing the same things that the people of the world that are not saved in Jesus' name, that don't know who Jesus is, some Christians are doing the same things. And that's why it's so hard for them to try to convince someone else that's not saved that it's so important and why they should give their life to Jesus Christ. So the word of God here is saying that when we love God and through his actions, just like Jesus did, we know that we will have eternal life with God, our Creator himself. We will be in the presence of God whenever God decides to call us home from this life. We know that we will be with the Lord forever, because there is only two places that your soul will spend eternity in. And if you don't know what they are, the places are either heaven or hell. The choice is yours. And I thank God that he don't force himself upon anyone. He gives us free will, free choices to make a decision. So if you have not yet received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the choice is yours. The word of God says, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the world? Are you going to be just like the world and do the thing, continue to do the things that the people of the world do that don't know Jesus Christ? If you do, then that's a choice that you made. And if your soul ends up in hell on the day of judgment, you can't blame anyone but yourself. Because the word of God says that we're all going to stand before God in the day of judgment and give an account for every deed that has been done in our body, the good and the bad. So the choice is yours on tonight. So as our sacrifice and as our risen Savior, we knowing this, that we can keep holding on and then we can rejoice in the Lord always because we are holding on to everlasting love, that love, life, procedures, and process, the same thing that Jesus went through when he was here in the flesh, as doers of God's word, as those that are believers of Jesus Christ, the followers of Jesus Christ. Sometimes, if we're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, are you willing to lay down the things of this world that's not pleasing to God? Are you willing to lay those things down and follow Christ daily? That's a good question. Again, this is for me on tonight as well as for you, the listener. I don't care what position you hold in the body of Christ. If you are a pastor, if you are an apostle, if you are a prophetess, whatever your position is in Christ, if you're saved in Jesus' name, this is for you as well on tonight. So we can all be strengthened. I think we can all be strengthened by this word. So even in the process of loved ones, when God calls his loved ones home, when they make their heavenly transition from this earthly body and they make their transition to glory, when they are called home by God, can you still, you know, move on? Can you still give God glory, honor, and praise? Yes, it hurts when we lose a loved one. And Jesus Christ, he demonstrated that himself when Lazarus died. If you know that story, yes, he loved Lazarus, and Lazarus did die. And so Jesus wept along with those that were mourning and crying. Jesus was crying too. He was crying along with them because he felt their pain. His friend had died. So that goes to let us know that when Jesus came down in the flesh and he was a human being at one time, and his earthly friend died, he cried. But guess what? He didn't skip the process. He did not let that stop him from doing his earthly duty, which he came down to do, and that is to give up his life on the cross. He came down to save sinners. He came down to heal. He came down to heal those that were mentally, physically, and spiritually wounded, those that are lost loved ones, those that were spiritually blind. He brought their sight back. He unstopped deaf ears. He let people know how to be saved through him and how to have a personal relationship with him and his Father, the Creator. So even in the process of losing loved ones, we still have to be about our Heavenly Father's business. So that's why it's so important that we must continue to hold on to everlasting love, life, procedure, and process. So in Christmas, another process which God's words talks about, instructs us to do, is found in the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. And verse 6 says, again, we're still reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Did you hear what he said? He said, in everything, even when you lose loved ones, even if you lose your job. He said, but be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. I'm not going to go to it, but if you know the word of God, it says, we have not because we ask not. So we're going back to this same chapter here, and down to verse number 7, it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, I'm a paraphrase. That's a part of God's process, whether you believe it or not. That is a part of God's process. And it says again, and when we do this thing, when we be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. He said, turn around and let your request be made known unto God. And then he turns around and said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse number 8 says, finally, brethren, I'm going to paraphrase right there. Finally, brethren, Christians, saints, sisters and brothers in Christ, things you are, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, any virtue. And I'm going to stop right there. A lot of people don't know what that word virtue means. And here we're talking about virtue means a quality considered morally good or desirable in a person. So the word of God is saying, again, saying in verse number 8, says, finally, brethren, finally, saints of God, finally, followers of Jesus Christ, I'm paraphrasing, whatsoever things, remember, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Why? Why should we think on these things? Look down at verse number 13. And it tells us and it reminds us as Christians in the same chapter, Philippians. You and I, I'm paraphrasing, you and I, the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Now, if you return to Colossians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, verses 3 through 7. Again, Colossians chapter 2, verses 3 through 7. And we are still talking about on tonight's message, holding on to everlasting love, life procedures and process. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 3 through 7, verse number 3 says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 4 says, and this I say, lest any man, and I'm going to paraphrase, lest any man or woman should beguile you. What do that mean, beguile you? Should they trick you or fool you? Just like the serpent did Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The word of God talked about how they were beguiled by the enemy, Satan, the serpent, in the Garden of Eden. So I'm going to read that again. Verse number 4 says, and this I say, lest any man or woman, paraphrasing, should beguile, trick, or fool you with, and they know how to do it too, with enticing words, words that tickle your ears, the words that you want to hear. But they know that they are manipulating you in another form. That's what they're doing. They're manipulating you. They're tricking you. They're bamboozling you. They're fooling you. Yeah, that's why you need to know the word, what the word of God says. Verse number 5 says, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Verse number 6 says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Again, not in the things of the world, but walk ye in him, talking about Jesus Christ. Verse number 7 says, being rooted, being rooted and grounded. Oh, I'm paraphrasing there, I'm saying grounded, but it says being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. If you have begun, if you have been taught, see, you and I who are in the body of Christ, if we are in the Word of God, and if we attend Sunday school or Bible class, that's why it is so important that we do go to Bible class and attend Sunday school so that we can be taught. See, when a man or woman of God is behind the pulpit on Sunday, preaching and teaching God's word, delivering God's word through the sermon or the message that God has for his people through that man or woman of God on that day that we're all gathered together as a body of Christ assembled in the house of God to give God glory, honor, and praise. And we're receiving what God has given to that man or woman of God that's preaching the word. That is not teaching. That's not the time for teaching. That's not the time for answering questions. So that's why it's important that we attend Bible school and Sunday school. So when we have questions, we're going to ask questions to God. So again, it says, and in him, and be established in faith, in the faith as ye have been taught, be therein with thanksgiving. That's why we ought to be thankful that we have God's word. See, back in the day, Old Testament, they didn't have the scriptures like we have. So that's why when God got angry, and before then, Jesus Christ was not on the scene. He had not yet came into the flesh and died for our sins, the sins of mankind. So when they got angry, they didn't stand a chance. He sometimes would just open up the earth and just swallow them up, and they would be gone. Thank God for grace and mercy. Thank God for Jesus. But then through the action of Jesus Christ, and it goes back to, that's an action word. Jesus could have just said, yes, I love the people of God. I love mankind. He could have told that to his Father in heaven while he was sitting there in glory. That's what he could have said. But he proved his love for us. He didn't just say that. He came down and he showed God and he showed me he loved us. So that when we do falter and when we do sin and fall short of the glory of God, that's why I love this about this everlasting love, that we can have life eternal through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. And then we go right down to verse number 8, and it says to you and I on tonight, beware. Uh-oh. In other words, be looking, listening. Beware. Any man, I'm paraphrasing, beware, be aware. Beware lest any man or woman spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. See, that's what we're talking about again. See, if you're not in the word of God, and that's another trick of the enemy. See, if you're not in the word of God, the enemy knows that. He knows that you haven't studied your Bible. He know that you don't go to Sunday school. He know that you don't, you know, go to Bible class. He know that you're not really in the word. That's a form. He know you have a form of godliness, but he know that your heart is really not in it. Your heart is far from it. So that's why some Christians are easily bamboozled, and that's why I talk about some Christians are easily fooled, and that's why so many Christians that are not really in the word of God and being doers of God's word and don't have a deep personal rooted relationship with God, that's why a lot of them walk away from God. And that's why a lot of them went from church to church, because they're not content, they're not obligated, they're not committed to God or his word or to the church where they are members of. So as soon as a pastor preached or said something according to God's word that they don't like because they have itch and ears, the first thing they're going to do is jump up and get up and run and leave and go to another church. And then the same thing is going to happen there. You're going to get another preacher or teacher there. You're going to say something they don't like. And next thing you know, they're going to be jumping. They're going to be running again. So how can they be really fed by the word of God when they continue jumping from church to church? And that's another trick of the enemy. So that being said, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. It lets you and I know that it says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. If you all don't get a chance to go to all the scriptures that I'm giving you now while we're on the air, thank God you can always go back to my website and pull it up and listen to it all over again and get these scriptures. But I'm trying to give you time to get to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And it says, again, we're coming from the King James Version of the Bible, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So when we are trying to be pleasing to God, and we're not trying to be like the world, we're not trying to be do the things that the people of the world are doing, and we're displeasing God, and we just we're confusing those that are weak in the faith, those that are new in the body of Christ. Then we gotta be, guess what? We gotta be held accountable for that. You and I, that go for me too. If we are misleading people, we're telling them one thing with our mouth, but our actions are saying something totally different, yes, we're going to give an account to God. That's why it's so important that you know this word. You know, and you see, if you are a pastor and you are misleading people, the word of God says, woe unto the pastors that scatter the flock. And I believe that not only pertains to the pastor, but I think that belief apply to anyone that's saved, that they are saved in Jesus' name, and then they turn around and they're scattering the flock by saying one thing and doing another. But don't you know, as my mother used to say, and I thank God for my mother, she's resting in heaven now, but she used to tell us, God sits high and he's looked low. And guess what? He's still the same. He hasn't changed. He's still sitting high and looking low. He see everything we do. He hears every word we say. My mother used to always say, too, to us, me and my 8 siblings, you can run, but you can't hide. And that's true of God. You can run, but you can't hide. Guess what? Adam and Eve, that's what they did when God asked them where were they at when he was in the garden, because they knew they had sinned, and more like the light bulb had came on. They realized that they were naked in the garden. But they didn't realize that God already knew what he was. Because why? Because he made them. He knew what he was. He was asking them to see what they were going to say. He was asking them not to see what they're going to repent of their sins. To say, well, Father, we done messed up now. We did what you told us not to do. And then they could have been forgiven right then. But no, they did not do that. They started, Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. That's why it talked about beguiled in the garden. So as Christians, yeah, some Christians are being beguiled, they're being tricked, they're being fooled, they're being bamboozled, even on today, because they don't know the word. And the enemy, the people of the world, are telling them everything they want to hear, and they believe in it. And thinking they're going to get away with it, like God don't see it. But he do. That goes for me. I'm not exempt. That goes for me, too. That goes for the pastors. As my mother used to say, from the front door, from the pulpit, all the way to the back door. So I just pray and I hope that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight, talking about H-E-L-L-P, holding on to everlasting love, life, procedures, and process. So in other words, you don't want to skip God's process, because this thing called life, it is a process. Whether we like it or not, it's a process. And we have to do it God's way. Not our own way, because our ways, mankind's ways, have gotten us in trouble. And that's why the world is in the condition that it's in today. They go from government to families that are being torn apart, sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers against sons. See, the word of God is true. We see it being fulfilled every day. Churches falling apart. They mad at the pastors, and some of the members mad at the pastor because he's not preaching what they want him to preach. He's not saying what they want him to say. But if he or she is a true woman of God, they are being led by God and being led by the Holy Spirit. So they have no choice but to be doing what God tells them, and they have to teach and preach what God tells them to teach and preach, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. So that's why it's so important that we know the word for ourselves. So on tonight, I pray that you have been blessed on tonight. I pray that someone has been helped and strengthened through this word on tonight, because it was a blessing for me too. And this word applies to me as well. No one is exempt. Your pastor is not exempt, no matter how much you love your pastor. I love my pastor too, but he's not exempt either. No pastor is exempt, no prophetess, no prophet, apostle, evangelist, choir member, usher, musicians, choir member, band members, choir member, it don't nurse, deaconess, trustee, it don't matter what your position is in the body of Christ. This word applies to all of us. So I pray that you were blessed by it on tonight, and that is the word for tonight. I pray that you have received it. I pray that you were blessed by it, and that you would share it with someone else, and that you would share this website, my show website, with someone else that you know that did not get a chance to tune in on tonight, so they can pull us show up on tonight, and they can be blessed by this word as well, and then they can turn around and share it with someone else too. So right now, I have opened up the phone lines for anyone that have dialed in. I see we have quite a few people that have dialed in. If you're not going to say anything, could you please put your phone on mute? If you're not going to speak on tonight, could you please? I'm hearing background noise. If you're not going to speak on tonight, could you put your phone on mute? In the meantime, the phone lines are open. Anyone that have a question for me on tonight pertaining to the message?
Yes, Brother Brown, I enjoyed your message tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that
you just keep on going, cuz.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is that Mary Ann?
Yeah, baby.
Right.
Hey, are you home now?
Right.
No, baby.
Right.
Oh, you couldn't walk with us. We're going to continue to pray for you.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay, anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else?
Yes,
good evening, Brother Brown. Good evening, Brother Brown. You know, listening to you tonight made me think about how sometimes we hold on the wrong thing and we hold on it too long.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right.
Yes. We are. That's right. We be holding on, but what we need to be holding on is to the Word of God. We are all still. We are still striving each and every day, and we are a work in progress. God knows we are a work in progress, striving each and every day.
Amen. You said it. That's right. Amen. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement. Thank you so much, Sister Gwen. Sister Chip?
Hello?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Anessa. I'm calling to let you know I really enjoyed the word. It was really, really, really good. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on.
Thank you so much. I love you and I'm praying for you too always. Thank you so much.
All right. Keep me in prayer.
All right, will do. Anyone else? The phone line is still open.
God bless you, Brother Brown, for that word. I really needed to hear that. I really needed to hear that. God bless you. Keep on doing what you're doing. And you haven't seen nothing yet.
Amen. Thank you
yeah,
so
this
much.
Is Sister
Carol. We're constantly praying for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Anyone else? We've got a few minutes before we close the line. Anyone else? I'm trying to give everybody a chance. Okay, well, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. Hold on just 1 second. I want to give everyone a chance. Anyone else would like to say anything before we close out for tonight? Anyone? All right. I just wanted to try to make sure I gave everybody a chance. Well, we're going to close out for tonight, and I thank God for you, the listeners, for everyone that have dialed in. I thank God for each and every last one of you. Know that I love you, but know that God loves you even more. So as I always say, stay encouraged, stay in God's word, and I'm so glad you all received this word. Just like I said on tonight, this word is not just for you, the listeners, but it's for me as well. So sometimes we just have to encourage one another in God's word. So prayerfully and hopefully that's what has been accomplished on tonight and that God is being glorified on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer. Continue to lift each other up in prayer and keep those that are sick and afflicted. My cousin Marianne, who's still hospitalized down in Greensboro, North Carolina, but she was on the line tonight. We thank God for her. Aunt Essie down in Greensboro, North Carolina, we thank God for you. We're keeping you in prayer. And Sister Gwen Walker, we know we're keeping you in prayer. We love you. Thank you for always giving us words of encouragement. And all those that may have dialed in, and I see have dialed in, but did not say anything. And Sister Tara, we thank God for you. Stay encouraged in the Lord. You're doing a great work, and your work for the Lord is not in vain. So we just want to say unto each other, just continue to encourage one another in God's word and continue to love on each other, continue to stay in God's word. This is a personal journey, but sometimes we need to encourage one another because some people just get so discouraged in faith and because so much of the world, it comes in like a flood into their lives and they feel like giving up and throwing in the towel, but don't do that. Hold on to your most holy faith because that's what the enemy wants you to do is give up on God and throw in the towel. But don't do it because Jesus paid the price. He paid an ultimate price for us. So we don't have an excuse for giving up because he didn't give up. So just like Jesus didn't give up on us, we can't give up on him. That being said, we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for another chance to be able to deliver your word on tonight through this worldwide platform. Thank you that this word, this worldwide platform is being heard through our prisons all over the United States. Thank you for the letter that I received from a prisoner that requested this broadcast to come through their prison. Thank you that your word is not going out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you set out for it to do. Continue to touch and heal and strengthen my cousin Mary Ann, who's still in the hospital. Continue to bless and strengthen Aunt Essie. Again, Sister Gwen Walker, Sister Tara Dolph, Felicia Dukes, Pastor Norman King, and all those that are faithfully tuned in, Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife Betty Cox. We continue to lift them up in prayer. I continue to lift up my entire family in prayer, Heavenly Father, knowing that they are in your care. So we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you for being a promise keeper. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can get into your word and you can speak to us through your word, that we can become better doers of your word and not just hearers only, that you would get the glory throughout each one of our lives as individuals and as a corporate body of believers. So we thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ was not in vain. We thank you that his sacrifice was not in vain, that he paid our sin debt on the cross with his own precious and sinless blood, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew the debt that we could not pay. So we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and we thank you that he rose from the dead with all power in his hands, and he's now sitting at your right hand making intercessions for the saints of God even now. Thank you for being a faithful promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, those that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise for your grace and your mercy. Continue to have your way in each one of our lives. I continue to lift up my pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family, and all those that are preaching and teaching your word, and those that have ministries, and those that are followers in the different ministries around the world. Continue to bless them that their work and labor is not in vain. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to give God praise. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
I give you praise.
I
will rejoice. I owe.